Blog Talk Radio. Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
Loving kind Thank you.
your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercies I see.
Epiphanies of For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to call if you would like to hang out and just have choice with us. This is an offering of For Real the Poet, also known as author Larry Maddox. This was his baby, his dream, and we're just honored to be here to hang out in the studio and give God some praise. So don't forget, if you dial that number and you want to come on and say something or share something with us, be sure to press 1. That way we know to bring you on in. Tonight, our theme, we're just going to praise God just because. And as I stated on the event page, I don't think there's anybody here that could ever form their lips to say that they don't have a reason to praise God. How often in your life has he shown you mercy? Has he shown you grace just to be here? So tonight we're just going to give back to him in our feeble, minor little ways. We're going to give back to him. So with that being said, I would like to start the program. Before I do that, let me back up a second. Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, your humble host. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, is my partner in praise. He probably won't be here this evening, but that doesn't mean we can't still give God praise. We just hold him up in prayer. So speaking of prayer, that's how we start every show. So if you don't mind, would you just go to the throne with me for a moment? Clear our minds. All the woes and worries and concerns of the day, and just open your mind to the Savior. Father God, as we come before you this evening in praise to you for just being who you are, We ask that you would forgive us our sins, those that we committed knowingly, and those that we did without knowing, Father. We ask that you would touch us and use us, Father God. Build us up. Meet us where we need to be met, Lord. We ask that you would cover those on the roads traveling on this Labor Day holiday. Keep them safe, Lord. Keep common sense active in their minds, Father God, that many won't drink and drive. We ask that you would give your grace and your mercy to those who are sick and infirm, to shut in, going through their own little situations, Lord. Just cover them. Be with them. Let them know that you're with them. And as we embark on this platform tonight, Father God, we just ask that you would thwart any attempts of the enemy to slow down or hinder your word being sent forth. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, and it is in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you guys for indulging me for a moment, but you know, we do not and will not start the Inspiration Factory without prayer. It's just not going down like that. Now, Van's not here, so I can't very well do like I usually try to do and worm out a daughter piece. And he so graciously reminds me, oh, wait a minute, Paul, we haven't heard from you yet. So, excuse me. But that being said, let me find it real quick. To mention, in the absence of Van, one of Epiphany's poets chose to come hang out with us in the studio. They don't trust me all by myself anymore. No, I'm just kidding. But I want you guys to welcome Danielle, also known as La Perla Negra. Thank you, baby.
Oh, anytime. I just saw your message, so I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm here. I was running late, too. I was like, wait a minute. What time is it?
Yeah, I saw that on the other side when you said that. Y'all in for church tonight, for real, for real. Because when Danielle and I get together, we start talking about God. Whew. Sometimes we
can't stop. Yeah, you're right about that.
We're going to try to control ourselves. I don't think we're going to be successful, but we're going to try. We're going to try. Okay. So, you came in at the perfect time, Danielle. Did you bring a piece for us for tonight?
I have a very, very short little piece, but it is a piece nonetheless. It is a piece.
Well, you know, the power of the pen is not measured in words.
You got that right.
The number of words, I should say. It's the quality of those words. So a small piece can speak volumes. So it's
you got
short,
that right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is called He Never Left. Through foolish belief of mankind, I separated myself from you, and I'm so sorry. I heard you, the voice of good, and I let it go. I foolishly shared my good news of hearing you speak to me at my lowest, most frightened cry out to you. And then ignorantly, I allowed them to take you away from me because they hated all my gift, my blessing of divine spirituality. But this day, I write this. I heard you through my tears of sorrow once again when you said, I forgive you. Now my tears of joy flow once again. I'm so blessed. He never left. That's that piece.
Yeah, I love that piece every time I hear it.
Thank you.
You know, it speaks what I would like to say to you. I mean, that's the piece we spoke about being arrogant or prideful or arrogant over our relationship.
Oh, yeah.
God, you know, I'm so sure about my standing with him. I'm cocky about it, you know. I don't know if it's right, wrong, or indifferent to be that way, but it is what it is, and that's the way I is when it comes to that.
Absolutely.
But it talks about your vulnerability and your desire to bear yourself to him for his glory. It speaks about your trust in him. You know that you know that you know that he is God.
Absolutely.
And with that being said, there's nothing you really need to worry about. You trust
him. Wholeheartedly.
So, and there you go. It's a short piece. But like I said, power is not measured in the quantity of words. Because you said a mouthful with that little short piece. And I've got to follow you, and it's actually for me. This is kind of a short piece.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready.
This one is called Praise Him. Thank you.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Praise Him. Coronavirus, cancer running wild, unemployment, financial woes, family drama, family and friends dying, emotional kaleidoscopes, drugs and lifestyles, discombobulating morals about what is right and what is wrong, and uncomprehendingly, God brings us through. He enables sanity of some sort to be attainable by me and you. He is so marvelous. He deserves praise by our action and through our song. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. I stand here, Lord, praising you, acknowledging you, and in my imperfect way, loving you. Not solely for what you do, more so for who you gratefully being just you. I praise your name. I praise every aspect of my existence that honors you, that rises above worldly distractions, times I allow to take precedence over you. I rededicate my life, my Lord. I humbly offer all that I am to you, my Lord. I relinquish my control. Let you use me as you will. Use me, Lord, as you will. Use me, Lord, as you will. I promise you, Lord, for what is now possible to me. I praise you, Lord, for what is now possible to me. I praise you, Lord, for Calvary. I praise you, Lord, for loving me. I can only attempt to honor you by living a life pleasing to you. In this, my free will is to completely offer myself to you, to do as you would have me to do. Lord, thank you for simply being you. And that's that piece.
I couldn't get off mute. That was beautiful. You know what? It is nothing better. I'm telling you, I don't find anything better, more satisfying in this lifetime than giving praise to him. Because he's done so much. Man, he has brought me through so much, Paul, I'm trying to tell you. I lost count of how many blessings that I've gotten from him. every single waking moment of my life, even watching over me while I'm sleeping. I used to have these bad night terrors, and I had to pray on it. And when I prayed on it, eventually they just stopped. And if I did have another one come up, I woke up and it didn't bother me. It didn't stick to me. It used to stress me real bad. I mean, I wake up crying and nervous, and even in my dreams, he protects me to the point where I fight the demons and I win. They run from me now. He's something else, honey. I'm trying to tell you something.
Come on.
He is good. I'm trying to tell you he's good. Oh, man.
Yes, yes. Yeah. When you said when demons run from you, I just got a vision of you walking through life as we do. And the demons and the spiritual warfare that's going on around us, they flame for you because of that light of God emanating from you. You know, like it repels the image that God, man, look, that's the way we should all be, walking through this world, this earth, shining.
That's right.
Without a fear.
You know
shining
that?
With the glow of God within us.
Yes, Lord. And you know what makes it so sad with some people is that's the difference between heaven and hell. People that have separated themselves from him, that's the ones that are miserable. Those are the ones that don't recognize his light, and then they wonder why things go the way they go for them in life. And it's sad because, you know what, when I say I literally backed the demons away from me, in my dream I had this one bad dream that they were coming for my children. And I stood in front of my kids in between me and this it was like some kind of white witch or something, all white, but I could tell it was in a good thing. And she was coming closer and closer, like reaching out, and I stood in front of her and I said, no. And she, like, it was like something yanked her back away.
Mm.
And I woke up and I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I knew it was him. I knew it was him. It sounds crazy, but it's real. It's very real. He is constantly, constantly protecting you and within your slumber and in your innocence. Because in your slumber, you can't protect yourself from the outside world. And in your awakening days, I'm trying to tell you, I got stories for days for you, but I ain't going to take them.
Don't even get started.
I'm trying to tell you.
You are so right, but you know he is so awesome in our distancing ourselves from him. When we turn our backs on him and we're in the midst of doing us with no regard of him whatsoever, knowing that we're disregarding him, he still protects us from what we could end up getting. You know, there's some things that have happened to me in my life, and I just think about how much worse they could have been and would have been had it not been for his hands on me, even in the mess that I created for that particular or in my life, period, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
That Teflon loving hand of his where it just don't stick to it. He just could go down in the middle of my doo-doo and pull me right on out and don't even stink. Ain't got no stain on it, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell you because, you know what, he does that also because just like with any other parent and their child, you know, that we still have to learn certain lessons, that we are going to go through some things, but some stuff we still need to watch over our children about. And that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
No matter
and
how
he dares you to touch. You better not touch her. You better not.
Okay.
Because
you
will get spanked.
You know how you told that then when they came for your child in that dream.
That's right.
We ain't have that. Okay, y'all have to excuse us because, like I said earlier, when Danielle and I get together, you know, we get to praising. But we're going to open up a mic or two and hear what others have to say. So, first on the mic, I have to figure out how to open it. Here we go. Is none other than Amelia T. Davis. Amelia, what's going on with you, baby?
Good evening.
There you go. How you doing?
Hello? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, how you doing?
I am fabulous.
All right. And why is that?
Because this is the day the Lord has made.
Good answer. I like that. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Well, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. This evening we're here to just praise God, just because.
Absolutely.
And, I said a dozen times, that shouldn't be hard to do.
Absolutely. He sees me through each and every day. Before I go into my piece, I'm disabled. I have damaged neck, which is causing issues with the arms with surgery, but yet they're not 100. I have a 2-page MRI report on my low back, how damaged. And then my knee is totally blown out, bone on bone. All of this damage is behind domestic violence. And the fact that I have lived through all that has come against me, the fact that I'm in excruciating pain daily and can put one foot in front of the other, that I can even function every single day. All of that is to God's glory, and that's how good he has been to me. Me being a sinner, I am unworthy of any of that, but yet him being a loving God, he has done all that for me. He's seen me through life-threatening diseases and life-threatening folks. So, yes, and he has healed me. And all of that is just his glory. And he means everything to me. And so with that said, I'm going to do a piece. It says it's called Focusing on God. You
okay,
see?
And with that, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. Focusing on God. You see, I don't discuss exactly what I go through on a daily. I'm in pain 24/7 due to the damage done to my body because of abuse I've suffered in my past. My back and neck have discs and columns that have collapsed or are protruding. The back itself, according to the MRI, has so much wrong with it, it takes up 2 pages to list it all. My neck having permanent progressive nerve damage running down my entire right arm. My left knee blown out, needing replacement. The doctors wait until I'm older because replacement only lasts 20 years. The level of pain varies, but I'm still in pain, yet I don't complain. I have been left alone to cope and manage on my own. My family dead, no boyfriend or spouse. No friends in my town. I'm alone 24/7. No human companionship at all. My friends and associates across the nation, yet none locally to visit or assist. I don't know how to drive and don't have a car. So creating any relationship in town is beyond my reach, not including the emotional and psychological abuse to my psyche. Yes, I bear the battle scars of Satan's attempts to destroy me through the men I have loved, yet they are invisible to most. Yes, the aloneness is overwhelming at times to a point of depression. The pain gets to a point I just want to scream and scream to let out the excessive degree that I'm in. Yet, I handle and remain silent. Some of my neighbors gossip and treat me with cruelty. I have to complete the tasks of life, sweeping, mopping, vacuuming, dusting, washing, dishes, cooking, on my own, no matter the pain that it brings. I'm delving into this information in order to uplift and inspire some folks. This is what my life is like behind the scenes. Yet, during it all, I have a constant friend, my advocate, my redeemer, my physician, my comforter, Jesus. He understands me completely. He understands the pain and loneliness because he suffered the same. I have friends lifting my name on high, even though they cannot be here. Jesus, my interceder to the Father, the great Lamb, speaks on my behalf. I'm loved by the heavenly family, the Trinity. All the angels in heaven at my disposal to guard, protect, and comfort. I have my Bible to explain and enlighten my life, my soul, my circumstances. I'm strengthened, encouraged with joy and happiness. I'm filled with as the Holy Spirit is a part of my soul's existence. I'm void of human companionship. I have the heavenly host to keep me through my darkest days and nights. So yes, I'm fabulous. No matter what may come, no matter the difficulties I endure, for I have Jesus because he died for me. I have righteous friends across the country praying on me, wishing me well, staying connected to me, bringing inspiration and compassion. I am truly blessed. I'm thankful and joyful because I have love. I stay focused on God because he is my Father who sees it all, loving me despite all my shortcomings. Sometimes Satan attempts to blacken my view of my future advancements and my entitlement to my heavenly home. Yet he cannot win this battle because through Jesus' blood, I am assured of success. I'm a warrior against all that is evil, and I bear the scars, yet I live and prosper. Psalms 91 is my anthem. I keep my focus on God, for he is my loving Father who sent his Son to adopt me. So when life brings problems and difficulties, keep your focus on Father God. He will see you through it all, no matter the stress, pain, loneliness. My Heavenly Father has my back. Remember, they have yours too. So focus on God. We can all sing, I'm fabulous. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
I heard that. Now, that was a mouthful there. appreciate you coming through with that. Yeah. You know.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Much love.
Hold on. You gave a whole lot of reasons to praise him, you know. But praising him also, and for all of us, means that we are acting the way he wants us to act, that we are following his footsteps. And that encompasses so much. You know, praise is very important. We need to praise him. But we need to follow his footsteps. And that means we need to love. We need to forgive. We need to move on. We need to reach out. We need to be like him. You know, I love that one little wristband I used to wear. WWJD. What would Jesus
do? Oh, yeah. What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many areas of life. That's a question we need to ask ourselves before we respond or don't respond. What would Jesus do? That's what we need to keep in our mind. What do you think about that, Danielle?
What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
I've learned throughout life that Jesus is the catalyst for love and to teach us how to enjoy this life and let go of certain things that we think are holding on to us when we are actually holding on to it. He taught us to get rid of the greed and the hate and the pettiness that a lot of us hold deep within our heart, and not to keep starting stuff. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And it took a minute for me to learn this. It took a minute for me to go through these things, but I did learn nonetheless. And you feel better, you live better, your health improves, your mental state improves, all of that. When you start living that way and you learn to release all of that craziness inside of you. So that's how I am.
Well said. Well said. Well, tonight we appreciate you once again, Amelia, for bringing that peace to us. But as I put down as, you know, kind of like my catchphrase for this platform is, this is where iron sharpens iron. This is where we keep each other on the straight now. We are our brother's keepers, you know. We look out for one another. And we get stronger as a unit because of it. So I want you to know that we love you, and we definitely appreciate that peace tonight.
Thank you.
All righty.
Blessings.
And with that, we're going to thank you. You as well, Amelia. We're going to put you back in. We're going to put you in the lounge. We'll send some other folk over there to hang out with you in a little bit. But stick around. We might do a speed round. We might see how things go. But thank you once again, and God bless you, Amelia. Yeah. What would Jesus do? Oh, Amelia dropped. Okay. So we're going to keep things moving right along, and we're going to bring on the next caller. Area code 815. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have the pleasure of fellowshipping with tonight?
It's Tina Storm. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, Gina.
I don't know why. I do know why. I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me, so I don't recognize numbers.
I do. I'm trying to program them in for you.
I see you've been doing that, and I appreciate you. Lord,
yeah, I'm trying to hurry up. Okay. All right.
And Gina, I'm so proud of you. You know why?
Thank you, Pastor.
You know why I'm proud of you?
No, but it's always a good feeling to know that someone's proud of what you're doing.
I know that's right. But I'm proud that you raised your hand. And I didn't
Absolutely. How about this? Not only did I raise my hand, but when you unmuted me, I muted myself. Look at me.
I was going to that. And you didn't have to recant a 5-minute period of speaking because you were muted the whole time you spoke. I'm proud of you. Look at you.
That's real.
Look at you. You must have been ready to come on here and praise God tonight.
I was. I was listening to Amelia, and I was saying to myself, being fabulous is not a bad thing to be. If I'm fabulous on my worst, and on my best day, I'll be extraordinary.
Okay, there you go. I'm me. That says it all.
Absolutely.
That says it all. Mm-hmm. Because that encompasses all that I am. Good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, you know who we're hanging out with tonight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Now, Danielle.
Yep.
Quick question.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Quick question. Would you like to do a freestyle tonight?
Me? Now, he, you know what? See, you did this, Gina, because you
don't
hear.
Forget, we're on
I
air,
cannot.
So watch what you say.
I cannot. I know where I'm at. I can't. I'm not a freestyler, Paul. I have to write my words down and read them over and over. And
you
I'm so meticulous. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. This is her department. I ain't no way. It ain't no way. It's going to be a miracle performance if it happens. We're going to leave that up to the pro that just called in.
I had to do that. It was done with love. You turn his phone down. That is the echo. So, Gina. What did you bring for us?
We just going to say Pastor Paul is starting stuff.
He's always starting with me.
I tried to get echo. Him down. I said,
yeah.
Oh, it is echoing? Did you guys hear that too?
Yes, echoing real bad.
How about now?
I got him underwater and echoing as well.
Yeah, it's still echoing.
You go ahead and continue on, Gina. I'm going to hang up and call back in.
Okay.
That'll do it.
That won't
You might want to turn off your device and restart it.
Yeah, that might help.
That's not going to stop the show, will it?
No, we're not.
Okay, good.
You just got to call
back
in.
I'll be right back. Yeah.
All
right.
That's all right. We got
all
this
right.
Down here, don't we?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Now, see, yeah, the echo was gone. And you weren't echoing even when he was on there. You weren't echoing.
I could hear it. I could hear that it was on his end. But there was nothing we could do except allow him to drop.
Absolutely.
But that's okay.
How
the
are
devil
you doing?
Win. Look, the devil will not win.
Right.
It is Sunday.
You got that right.
This is the Sabbath, and we are here to celebrate our Creator. We are here to celebrate our Redeemer. We are here to celebrate the person who gave up his life so that we could have life, as well as the active spirit that God gives us all called Holy Spirit. So we're here for the Trinity. We're not here for foolishness. And the Blog Talk Lady sometimes wins, and sometimes technology does. But the winner in the entire game of life that we're living currently is God. So that's why we're here. And we
that's
will
right,
not
man.
Fail.
I know that's right. I know that's right. You can't lose with him, honey. You cannot
lose.
Okay? I don't
that's
care. You can try.
Failure is not an option.
That part.
It's not
that
in
part.
His plan,
tell him again, Paul. Failure is not an option.
Right, right.
Not,
failure
it is not
is
in
not
his plan.
Option.
Okay.
Not at all.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, I'm so mad I missed it because I know you always have praise in your heart when it comes to God. So, but that's
my
okay.
heart was
no,
just
oh,
a, couldn't
that.
Win. That was it. The only thing that you missed was the build up. But the end result is
that's
still
it.
The same. We will be victorious.
Right.
Let me do this little side trail before you start, Gina. I just decided I was going to look up the word praise. And the definition I got was express warm approval or admiration of.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Oh,
another definition
oh, yeah.
of the exact same
Amen.
Thing, but it added to the end of that, to offer grateful homage to God or a deity, as in words or song. What's wrong with that picture? It's like God was just added to that as an afterthought. The word
mm-hmm.
praise was created for him. What is wrong with this world where praise does not start with your homage to God, with your submission to God, with your love of God.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You know,
when I read that, it just it took me there.
Yeah, it can do that, but you know what? The devil stays busy, you know, because he's trying to run behind God. He's trying to get ahead of him. That's why he got booted in the first place, trying to get ahead of it.
Okay.
Okay. And he's always going to have some kind of he preys on the weak, okay, because he knows he can't get a hold of the strong. He preys on the weak because he knows it's easy. Okay, not saying that he doesn't come for us that are strong within God, but he preys on them, and those are the ones that, unfortunately, they are the ones that have the larger number because they haven't gotten a hold of the goodness and the love of God yet. They don't know it yet. And this is what makes the evil works and them trying to push God out of the whole equation. Not realizing if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. There would be no human existence at all. This is why they put that in there in the definition like they did, okay, and try to put a deity before him and all kinds of other craziness before him. But as long as we know the truth, all it takes is what they say, it takes the faith of a mustard seed.
Okay.
That's it. That is it.
That's not much.
And the power, honey, the power that comes from that faith and that belief, it brings about knowing. It's not just about you knowing who he is and that he exists, about you knowing that he has done these things for you. He's made this possible for you. Without him, we wouldn't be. It wouldn't be possible to get through what we've gotten through. And that's why they put it in there like that. I ain't going to take up too much time because it ain't going to be fair to the callers, but you know I can go on and on and on and on about him. Okay?
All right. With that being said, Gina, what did you bring for us?
I'm going to do a key style tonight. I wrote a piece previously on January 2nd, 2015, that I simply titled Now. I put it on the event page for the Epiphany Radio Presents the Inspiration Factory as a comment from me with the picture and the piece. I'm going to key style around it right now.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, Saints. I titled this piece, Now. The time to live better, eat right, and drink more water is now. The time to work harder, love deeper, and be sweeter is now. The time to forgive, let go, and live is now. The time to praise and pray and worship and build a relationship with the Creator is now. We're living in troubled times. It's our reality, not just my rhymes. Humanity needs help, and God knows that the time to make the changes that are necessary are now. The reason that I decided to keystyle this piece was because I was reading it previously, and it still resonated with me. All I could think was, this is a time in which we are all being tried, whether you're a saint or a sinner. If you're a loser or a winner, if you feel like God has your back or he has forsaken you, understand there are some things that you need to do because time is of the essence, and I'm talking about right now. This is an emergency. Humanity is living in a time in which we're living in calamity. Nothing good has been taking place, and all of the things that we used to do and see and say have been removed. There used to be prayer in school. Now that the children have returned to the classroom, all I can do is constantly pray. I had the protection around my grandbabies. All the other kids who are attending elementary through high school right now and those who are collegians. The reality is this, we have to have an allegiance. There has to be people who are praying. Village leaders, ancestors, and those who have always prayed for me and you. We need them more than we ever have before urgently. And if you're looking at the clock or the calendar and you're wondering when is the time, it's now. Do what you must, and I'll tell you how. If you cannot get down on your knees, then you need to put your hands together, clasp before your chest, and pray for each of us every single day. Supplicate yourself and allow yourself to be a vessel so that God can have his way. Empty yourself of you and fill yourself up with his spirit every single day. I'm not worried about clocks, nor am I looking at dates. I'm simply knowing that I know what it is that the enemy hates. He hates when I open my Bible. He hates when I pray. He hates when I uplift my fellow man, but I'll do so anyway. He hates the fact that I will not abandon the God who has never abandoned me. I'm not looking at a time or a date. I'm looking at now. The way and the light and the truth is through Jesus. And that's how we approach our Father, because I know how. I'm going to pray every single day for each and every one of you within the sound of my voice. I'm not doing so because I feel like it's an option. I need you to understand that now is the time, and it's my only choice. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
All right, you better go ahead and say that. Now, it is definitely a lesson that needs to be put out there, a reminder that needs to be put out there. We don't have tomorrow. The way this world is today, if you can't see the Bible, the prophecies of the Bible coming to pass, you're blind, stupid, and dumb. There's nothing to say to anyone who can't see it and can't recognize the urgency. Mm-hmm. Now is the time. We do not have tomorrow. Every day I hear something, somebody dying, somebody going on. And there's a good chance they don't know where they're going. And to be in a position where you're not sure, and with the choices that are out there, that's not a good look. You need to know that you know where you're going. You know that when you have submitted to Jesus the Christ, when you believe in his death and his resurrection for your sins, when you believe that he and God are one and the same, if you haven't done that, then you can't be sure where you're going. Well, yeah, you kind of can be, even if you don't know. You're surely going where you don't want to go. So the time is now. And I believe it's more urgent now than it has been for millennia, since the biblical days. Come on, folks. Listen to that piece. Now is the time. I thank you so much for that piece, Gina. In the end times, this is how we're supposed to act. We're supposed to reach out to our loved ones and those that may not know the truth.
Yeah.
This is time for the evangelists to get out there and start spreading the word of God.
Absolutely.
And all of us are just that. Yeah. What do you have for that, Danielle?
I'm going to tell you something. You know, you said some very powerful words in your piece, Gina. And the part you said about if you can't get on your knees, then you put your hands together. And guess what? If you can't put your hands together, it tells you to go find a quiet place. You just bow your head in whatever position you are in, and you speak to your heart, because that's where spirit lies. That's where God is. You speak to your heart, and you are talking to him just as well as you are on your knees, just as well as you have your hands put together, and he hears you. I loved what you said in your freestyle. That was beautiful, and you are absolutely right, and thank you for that.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate both of you. The reason I came on is because I didn't have a word or a message, And then I read that old poem, which is from my middle brother's birthday is January 2nd. I wrote that piece on his birthday. And he always says, I'm not a Christian, but I believe in God. And I would always find that odd, and I would just leave it go. But on today, the thing that spoke to me the most was this, being a Christian or calling yourself one, when you're not doing the footwork, when you're not doing the legwork, when you, these aren't your deeds, it's just your words. It's not being accepted. It's not being penetrated. It's not resonating with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I don't want to just talk the talk. I also want to walk the walk, and I want people to understand that because I did, they can. Because I didn't do anything that I've done, even though some of those things have been looked at as miraculous, because I was wheelchair-bound and mute, drinking my meals. And now I freestyle word poetry. What I promised God while I was in that state, that if he allowed me to speak every day, I would speak his name. I would praise him, what he did in my life. And if he allowed me to walk again, I'm without aid, ambulating without assistance. I went from wheelchair to walker to cane to unassisted. I would follow the path that he put me on. And I'm not saying it because it sounds good. I'm saying it because I meant it. And that's why I'm here, so I can praise him for all the things that he did when he didn't have to, but he did. For loving me when I didn't love myself enough to know that I was worthy. Who made me see that love is everywhere and not just the places that I found it previously. So that reality and that relationship with my Creator made my poetry this evening possible. So I came to the sanctuary to praise his holy name and to thank him and to thank Jesus for allowing me to have the life that I have today and for Holy Spirit for guiding my words when I don't think that they will come, because I'm not trying to put on for anyone. I am simply trying to praise. It's all I ever needed. And I tell y'all that you can freestyle too, because it's just poetry without a net. I trust God. And I trust my voice, too. And I'm humbled and grateful by the opportunity to come here and share with all of you in the sanctuary here at Epiphany on the Inspiration Factory. Thank you. I've been humbled.
Thank you, Gina, for coming through, as always.
Amen.
It's a pleasure fellowshipping with you and praising God with you, you know. Oftentimes, you just remind us why we're supposed to love God, you know. You know, because you're so transparent with what you've gone through, and it just shows nothing but your love of God, your trust of God, and it shows how good God is, because he's no respecter of person.
Yes.
Same things that he brought you through and did for you, he'll do for each and every one of us. You just have to trust him and love him. So I thank you for being that example for us, Gina.
Absolutely. I'm going to hang around, go to the praise lounge, and if you have a speed round, I'm hoping that I'm here for it. I love y'all so much. One love, one mic. Thank you.
Love you too. One love, one mic.
The spirit, and I need to be in the sanctuary. Danielle Taney, I'm glad that you're here. La Perla Negra, you are God's child, and it shines through you brilliantly. Pastor Paul, you know that I refer to you when I need prayer. I want to lift someone up as well before I get off the mic, y'all. My cousin, brother, Ronald, my second mom's only child and son. I'm his sister because she didn't have a daughter, and she shares me with my mom. He lost his Uncle Fred last week, and his wife, Gwen, was in the hospital fighting COVID for 4 days. And when she got out, she went home and could smell death in her home and could dial 911 and get back in her car, because he died the day that she was hospitalized, the day she was admitted to the hospital, the day he passed away. So she could smell his body decomposing, and I'm sad for her. My heart is broken for both Gwen and the family, and I'm raising them up. Even though he wasn't my actual uncle, he was still my family's family. I just want Fred, Gwen, to be uplifted, my cousin Ronald / brother, and my second mom, because of this loss. I grew up knowing this person, so it wasn't like he was a stranger to me. And I'm sorry that he passed away by himself while his wife was in the hospital. But the reality is this, and this is why I did the piece that I did this evening. Now, time is of the essence. You don't know if tomorrow's promised. So right now is the time for you to get right. And that's the reason I came on tonight. So I just wanted to express that with every fiber of my being, because they are my thoughts and prayers, and I wanted the two of you to pray for them as well, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Gina.
You're welcome.
That's the perfect example of why now is so important. I can't even imagine being in that position. Actually, before we go any further, I would like for y'all to just go through this phone with me once again. Heavenly Father, we come before you to hold up Ronald and Gwen and the family, Father, that you would just be with them right now. Give them the strength that they're going to need to go through this ordeal. Give them your peace, Father, that defies understanding. Give them your comfort, Lord. Be with them. Walk with them, Father God, as they go through this. Enable them to lean on each other for strength and support during this time, Lord. And most importantly, corporately, lean upon you. You know, we just hold them up to you right now, Father, and that you would have your way with them. And we thank you, Lord, for in advance for what it is that you are doing and what you will do for them. And we
thank
just
you,
pray
Father.
This in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, my sister.
You already
Christ.
Know.
We're all experiencing loss at a magnitude in which we can't comprehend. And just knowing that there are people, two, three, who are in agreement, we're all of like mind and spirit. We are here touching so that these prayers are being accepted, received, and necessary. And I don't know what I would do without my poetic family in Christ. I would be wading these waters alone. So I'm grateful and thankful for all of you, and I appreciate that so very much. One love, one mic. I'm going to go.
One love, one mic.
All right. I'm going to let you go again. I'm going to probably get chewed out because I had somebody special waiting so long. But that's okay. She still loves me anyway. Hey, Mama, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
My friend my friend that you were praying for came out came off the vibrator yesterday and is actually recuperating. He's been inundated under medication all that time, and he finally came out off the ventilator yesterday. So you're a powerful
Amen.
Man. You're a
Praise
powerful God. Man with a powerful God. And I'm just so glad that
I'll take the powerful God part, but my power.
Well, yeah, because
whatever power,
the power
I have,
of prayer, the power of prayer comes through Him, and He gave you that ability. And the proof is in.
Amen.
My
Amen.
Friend was, you know, I'm gonna Amen. Say that your prayers are powerful. They're blue like that, and combined with my own, I know He heard my prayers, and that makes me feel like I'm in good standing. I mean, good standing. That's what counts. So,
Amen. Amen.
So
You're absolutely right. When it makes you feel like you're in good standing. Yeah, okay. I'm not as bad as I thought I was because He hears me. You know.
He brought one of my best friends because, you know, I'm losing people every day because of my age. And
My
friends are, you know, so it's like it's really hard. And he's just one of my best friends, and he's a person. His name is Zizwe. He's a person that never comes empty-handed when it's a crisis. And he was always just there on the front line, and he was a nurse. So he was on the front line at both places, on the streets and in the hospital. So he's pulling through, and that's the good news. I don't have anything to report other than that.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Okay.
You know, to show the proof to those listening that might not know the power of prayer, and to come back with a praise report from something that we prayed upon earlier, previously, was a very good reason for coming with that piece or with that
message.
That lets us know. Keep on praying. It works.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, I don't have any poem pulled up or anything, so I'll come back for the speed round. I'll find something by then.
Okay, sounds good.
All okay.
Right. Love you, Mama. Looking forward to hearing from
Love
you shortly.
All right.
All right. But you know something, Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a song that I want to hear. But before I do that, let me remind people that they are listening to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. Be sure to press 1 if you want to come on live and be heard. We're going to take a short music break. Then we're going to come back with a speed round. And continue praising God. And with that being said, yeah, there.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singer, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find
nobody.
There you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
About it, you know, you can't be sad no more that they're gone, Because they're right up there looking down at us. They're watching over us. He allows them to look right down and watch over us. Some of them might be sitting right here next to us, and we wouldn't know. But I know they're still there. They're up there with him, and we're covered. Every last one of them are covering us.
All right. My dear friend Josephine recently lost her husband, and she's still – well, it's been about 7 months. But she's still grieving him. She still misses him. And we were speaking the other night, and she said, you know, I had a dream that Odell, and that's her husband, was talking to me, and he was telling me, stop worrying, it's okay. And they had a conversation that, you know, she said, well, were you able to see my mom? And he was telling her that they can't always, they can sense one another, but they don't always see each other. And, you know, when she relayed this all to me, it was just like I had goosebumps running up and down my arms. It was like getting a news report from what it's like up there. He said, but it is so beautiful. The love and everything that just fills every fiber of your being. Man,
you know,
you're right. We don't
the
need more of those
and light.
Going on.
Yes. Goodness and light. Because there's no pain, there's no darkness, it's nothing but goodness and light. That is it.
Yeah.
So, and you got chills because that's what the truth will do for you. You can always tell when the truth is being spoken and when it's not.
It's
a good thing, you know. And some of them, you're right, some of them do just have that sense that they are there, and others can see and talk to one another. And yeah, they come down here. My husband, he messes with me from time to time. I feel him pull on my feet sometimes when I'm drifting off. He has spoken to me, like in between me drifting off into a deep slumber. And I can't remember everything he said to me, but he lets me know that everything's okay. And it's, you know, you can't fight it. You can't be mad at it. You just have to know that that's the way it is. We all will return home one day because come from the source. It's just some of us take a little bit longer to learn certain lessons, but it's nothing but goodness and light that awaits us. That's all. But we have to earn it. We have to earn it. We really do.
Yeah. He gave us the free gift of salvation.
Absolutely.
Anything else
Is
up to us. He gave us light for us. Everything else is up to us. We've got to do our work. It's not like once you become saved or you submit to him that everything is hunky-dory and you just lay back and it's You enlisted into a war. You've got to do your basic training, and you've got to get out there in the field, and you've got to fight every day. Fight.
That
you know is so worth every effort you put for fighting. And then some.
You know how you fight through. You put on that full armor of God, honey. I'm trying to tell you. And you know what? I heard a man speaking on this one night, and he was saying, I want you to imagine, to picture how the Roman soldiers used to put their armor on. Picture that. Only see the word in your hand.
Right.
That is your flaming sword, okay? You picture yourself fully armed with the armor of God, and you will be just fine. You'll be slaying all the bad, all the evil, just knocking it out the way. I'm trying to tell you. Yes. When he said that, I couldn't grab my Bible fast enough. I was like, that's right.
You know what? Right now, we're going to share with those that are here with us right now what it is we're talking about with that armor of God. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. And I'm going to jump down to stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Do you see yourself covered? Do you see yourself? Because you see how big that shield is. That thing goes from head to toe. It covers everything. Everything.
And
I'm
you
trying
know
to
what,
tell you.
Danielle? With all of that, with all of that, your back is bare. Because God has your back.
There you go.
You know, they said breastplate. They didn't say nothing about no back plate, no spine plate, no rear plate, no nothing back there. Because God has your back. We are to be moving forward. Our battle is ahead of us.
There you go. Ooh, tell them again.
Lord, let me stop. Woo!
Ooh, it's getting good.
But y'all read that
though. Yes.
Ephesians
six,
starting at verse 10, going through to 17.
Then
you know you have nothing in this world to worry about. On with the Christian soldier.
On with Christian soldier. I tell you, we're getting to it. Almost stood up just now.
Woo, woo, woo. Yes, Lord.
It's
yes,
so
Lord.
Good.
I mean,
it is so, so good. Oh, man. Yes, and I'm trying to tell you, I literally see that shield.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Yes, it is.
You don't have to worry about nothing when you have that shield on. Trust and believe, yes.
No, you don't. And you got the word in your hand, that flaming sword, cutting them all down.
That means you have nothing but victory. Victory is yours.
I got the victory every day, every day, every single day. I got the victory every day. And I know it.
Okay.
I'm feeling all. Child, you can really get me jumping up and. I'm trying to tell you, I'm very emotional when it comes to spirit.
Yes. You know, we're going to go into a speed round now. So I want y'all to bring out your peace to just praise this God the most to you. I want you to bring out that peace that's going to wrap up this program tonight, praising God, telling him how much we love him. So what I'm going to do, let's see, we got a few minutes. I'm going to play one more song, give you time to pull your peace up, to look through your archives or look in your heart and bring up that peace that exemplifies why we're here tonight.
Can I make a request?
Praising God. If we have it, yes.
Oh,
you
I have it. Man. I got it right here in front of me. It's a song.
Well, then go ahead.
All right.
The music is yours, Queen.
All right. Here you go.
Spirit are the temple, you are the voice, we are your song. You are our God, we are your people, you are the light, we stand in awe.
Well, go ahead, Danya. You did that. That was a perfect selection. Thank you.
Oh, that is one of my favorite songs. You're welcome. It always brings me to tears.
Yes. Well, I said we were going to go into a speed round after this, but we have one other pleasure for you before we do that. And this is somebody that's near and dear to my heart. We're going to bring on Angela Suntoucher Patterson. What's up, Pretty Paul?
Oh, wow. Hello. How are you? How are you guys?
I'm
awesome.
Good.
Much
it
better
is
now.
So good to hear your voice.
How are you guys?
Awesome. How are you?
Yeah.
I got a horrible connection. I'm so sorry.
That's
okay, probably
here.
Blog talk.
And grand.
Did you have a chance to see the scene?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Did you have a chance, Angela, to see what the theme for tonight
did
was?
I have a chance to what?
See what the theme for tonight's show was.
I actually didn't because I had family over. I had family over and they just left. And so I was like, I got to call the show. So I didn't get chips.
Oh, that's okay. Look, wow. That's even more special.
So what is
it? I thought about us. But the theme was just because. We were just praising God just because.
Oh.
And I know
okay, all right.
I know
all
you
right.
got plenty of pieces. You got plenty of pieces that fit that category. That makes it easy for you.
You know?
It's just good to hear your voice,
though,
Angela. So, what
it's
did you
It's good
write?
To be able to call, man.
I know, that's right. Yeah. Danielle, when I called over to see who that man's caller was, that it popped up when you were playing that song, and
I saw the name.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I got so happy.
I said, ooh, yes. That's a good thing.
You know, I'm going to keep it 100. Angela is one of my favorite poets, for real. She just has that ability. The delivery, I'm just a fan. I'm going to leave it, let it go up there. I'm a fan. So I am anxious to hear.
Oh,
what
thank you.
Tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm anxious to hear what you got for us tonight.
Okay. Okay, this is titled My Addiction, and I actually wrote it probably about 5 years ago, something like that. So here we go. Opened eyes to the morning white light. It appeared as golden as I appeared fully awake, blinded by the rays of the sun through horizontal blinds. I gathered my visions. It's of a lovely painting on the wall, remembering when my mama gave it to me to adore, just like in the moment she gave birth to me. Lying there, I revisited the previous night's conversation with myself. Today is the day that I do more than yesterday. Although I made a promise to live, tomorrow is never promised. I've got a lot of living to do. And with that in mind, I whispered the words to him, thank you for another chance at enhancing me. Because for so long, I was too busy enhancing procrastination, an internal vacation, fear and relaxation, shy taking a dip in warm, comfortable water surrounded by cement. Mentally blocked, I basked in the sensation. Deep breaths, I drowned in my own creation, using raising children as an excuse to live in another direction. Used my employment hours as a reason for deduction because I subtracted me from me. Life was somewhat normal, you see. Just had no clue that I was living at half capacity. So here I am, still smiling and still thriving and still living and addicted. but still giving, and here I am still hurting and still observing, still worshiping and addicted, but still absorbing, loving life and its benefits, and addicted. Addicted to wondering why it took me so long to understand this, finally moved on from the same old song, finally moved into the life God wanted me to, creating in a life for so long I refused, and addicted, addicted to sharing the proof. In peace.
Angela,
beautiful.
I heard you do that piece before, but that thing is, and each time I hear it, oh, this is the second time I've heard it. I got something different out of it. It's a powerful piece. But what really, really got me this time was when you said that you subtracted me from me. If that's not, that spoke to me. Like, you know how when you're in church and the preacher is preaching a sermon and you feel like he's talking directly to you? that's the way that part hit me. Because that's me.
Right.
Passing me from me. That was a powerful piece, and I love it every time I hear it. So don't stop sharing it. That
exactly.
piece right there. Thank you so much for coming through with that.
Oh, thank you.
Danielle, what do you think about that powerhouse?
Yeah. So first of all, I've heard this piece before myself, and I fell in love with it the first time. It is a very, very powerful piece. And, yes, that part that you said, I subtracted me from me, you have to do that in order to let your light shine, let the power of spirit shine through you. That piece, man, and I'm a fan of yours anyway, but, man, I love that piece. I really do.
Oh,
and I hope it can, that gets across to everybody, enough people to understand what you meant in that piece. It is so important that we do release ourselves, because you got to let go. They say let go and let God. I mean, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I love that piece. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Angela, are you involved in any project?
That's why I said I finally moved into the life God wanted me to.
Mm.
There you go.
I know that's right.
Oh no, I haven't doing anything but surviving.
I'm happy and relieved to hear that. You know, because if you look around, there are many who are not succeeding in that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear understood. Now, Angela, we're getting ready to go into a speed round. Are you going to bless us and join us in that speed round?
I've had so much going on.
It's crazy.
Oh, I have to find another piece real quick.
Well, you got a few people in front of you, so
I probably got something in here. So
awesome. So y'all hear that?
All right.
Okay, so I'm gonna put you in the lounge so you can get your things together. God bless you, Angela. So good to hear you.
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let me see. It is 10:52. So, Angela, your call dropped. Please call back in.
Wow. Yes.
But we're getting ready to go into the speed round. It's 52. So, if you listen, if you want to get in here, you better dial in. If you're in the chat rooms, dial that number. 319-527-6300 and press 1 so you can get into the speed round. And with that being said, Danielle, would you like to lead us off?
I sure will. Here you go. I call this, He Never Stopped Giving. There isn't enough praise and thanks that I could give that is worthy of what He's given and gives me. Every day, He fills His light. Every day, I feel His light surround me. He wraps His loving arms around me to shield me from my enemy's chaos. He gives me comfort through the heartache and pain. He gives me clarity when I don't understand or just can't see. He gives me sanity through the confusion. He gives me cover from the storm when I feel weak. and forgiveness when I've done wrong. This is why I know my praying will never be in vain. He gives, he gives, he gives, and he gives, and I am eternally grateful to my Creator. No matter what, he just never stops giving. And that's that peace.
I'm sorry, is this the speed round?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'm going to go into my piece, my bad. I apologize because I was doing a lot of other stuff. My reality is that I'm going to title the freestyle for the speed round simply this, praise. Praise is sometimes just something that people say these days. I mean, honestly, I've heard people say that they were praising God's holy name. They were praising the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, but all the time they were still anointing themselves, lifting themselves up and putting themselves on a pedestal that they didn't even earn. God sees your movements and he understands all the things that you've learned. He sees that you're walking, and I'm going to just simply say this. You feel like you have an entitlement that is not just. I'm not saying that God made a mistake. No. What it is that you're human and the things that you're doing are in its wake. You're confused because you should be spirit-based. And the reason you're elevating you is because you feel like you are due. Let me explain something to you. Holy Spirit doesn't come to you just because you call it out and want it to come. You're not going to get an anointing because you feel like you have been praising God and respecting his Son. The reality is this praise is something that we should all give every single day. Not looking for anything that will elevate ourselves, our person, our spirit, our human confines. We are also God's children, and because of Holy Spirit, we should be of like minds. Put yourself aside. Let go of your pride. Let your ego fall to the wayside and see the anointing that God has for thee. The only thing I can tell you is to praise and do so with humility. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Jawanza, you can go first. That's Jawanza, everybody. I'll go second.
No, you go first, please.
Okay. Poets and the universe. Poets are wonderful people created by a wonderful God. They are the cry of the unheard. Poets are wonderful persons created by a wonderful God. The apple of many eyes. Love surrounds us. We are protected by much positive energy emitted through prayer. You can only partake if you are certain it is there. Once you realize your own worth and acknowledge it, remember to receive the blessings of the universe. The universe will hear your verses. The universe will unite your verses with like-minded beings. The wind of change is always blowing. Visions may not always be as it seems. Somewhere birds are singing on this earthly plain. Water gurgles as voices still struggle to be heard. And as the sea pushes painfully through the concrete, you can hear its woes or silent screams, and we only see the beauty when it blossoms and stands alone, stronger than when coddled with all the flowers in the garden. As we are awesome, amazement, how I am connected to the universe, how I am connected to this dream. The will to succeed is stronger than the will to merely exist. And to the universe, we chant our verses, unite our verses, and he hears our prayers. And he diffuses those who would curse us with their curses. And let all the poet people say, Ashe, and we shall remember how you made us feel in peace. Yolanda?
Yes.
Go right in.
Okay. I'm going to do something a little different than shaking up a little bit. To me, the Bible itself is one of the most poetic books. I would like to recite something from the Big Word. Psalms 3:2. Beloved, we are the sons of God, and though it does not yet appear, we know we shall be like him. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is.
Beautiful.
Next scripture. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, any good works I have saved you from my Father, for which are of those works you stone me. The Jews answered him, saying, for good works, he stoned you not, but for blasphemy, because of thou being a man, makest thyself God. And Jesus answered them and said, is it not written in your law, I said to your God? And if you call them gods, unto whom the law is said, your God, and if you call them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, tell you of whom his Father has sanctified and sent into the world by blasphemy, because I say that I am God. Psalms 82:83-6 is actually what he's quoting. I said to your God, all of your children of the Most High, that you shall die like men and fall like one of the saints. And he goes on to say, a lot of God does the earth. There's a difference between the gods that are expressed there. There's a God with a little g, a lowercase g, with God with a capital G. And so, you know, we have a duty and a responsibility to be like God, to be, you know, divine in all that we do and all that we say, that we speak. You should emulate God is basically what's being said. And Jesus was a perfect example of how to do that and how to do that. And he basically said to his disciples, follow me while I follow God. Or that was actually Paul. Follow me while I follow God.
Wow. Follow me while I follow God. Wow.
So I just wanted to share that with you. It's been something that's been on my mind today, in my musings and my, you know, going over the scripture. I just recently joined a prayer circle, and you know, I'm the son of a preacher and the grandson of a preacher, both bishops. And so, you know, what they taught me, you know, they stayed with me and it walked with me, even though my life may not look like what they want or what they wanted it to look like to me. I haven't thrown away the book. And that's my piece, that's my testimony.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. That's Pastor Paul, and he's hosting the show with La Negra. So that's Jawanza, thank you for sharing on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Paul, you still there? Did you call? He's still here. That was a beautiful piece.
I'm sorry. I was muted and I'm just a talking.
That was very beautiful piece. Thank you for bringing him on and letting him share that with us.
They can hear me. I'm steady telling them, okay, we're going to continue on with the speed round. Thank you for calling in and all of this. And I was muted still. Ain't nobody heard of me. Hey. Well, let me continue on with the speed round now that I'm unmuted. This is, are you there? I had a vision of where I was supposed to be at this stage in my life. I had envisioned that what was expected of me, married with kids and a wife, was my measure of joy. I felt that the actual way my life went was against my preconceived notion. Synaptic mania manifesting as confusing about my purpose for life caused a moment of question to why I love you or offer you my devotion. And I quote, unquote, hear nothing. Are you there? Are you truly there? I know your words says you will never leave or forsake me. Your word says, fear not, for I am with you. And behold, I am with you to the end of time. And as your words, it cannot be a lie. Yet, where were you when I became addicted to crack? Where were you when my lack of faith and strength allowed the enemy to cripple me and hold me back? Are you there when the many demons from my past beckoned to me and strive to feed upon my lack? Lord, I want to believe that you actually have time for me and that you actually notice and care for me. I want to know that I know that you are there in my life, that you are there to enable me to navigate and to be victorious at the end of my strife. Father, the scales from my eyes have fallen and I can now see beyond the veil. I see that you not only notice, but you have put together a plan that empowers me, that is created to showcase me, that lays forth a path that allows me an eternity, where my being blessed by you forever will last, and my pain and tears and fear shall into the eternal forgetfulness be cast. My scales have fallen, and I am finally able to see how you have ever been at my side. Those moments when I failed to feel you were there, those were the times I actually from you tried to hide. Now that I pray, I think I have arrived at a season in my life where I see you and where you have always been, and true to the broken human in me, I still wonder, are you there? There, as I now begin to ascend on this journey from my valley, are you there as I trod over the snares set that I may fall? Are you there as I prepare spiritually to set sail? Father, that is certainly a rhetorical question, because the fact that I am here is proof that you are there. And then victory over me by the prince of the air isn't possible right now, because you and the mercy and love you share is simply what you do. Yes, you are most certainly there. And that's that piece.
Wow.
And that wraps up everyone. That was a hot speed round. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, we're coming up to our closing. You made it into overtime. I just want to let everybody know how grateful I am to fellowship with you guys and to be sharpened by you guys. And just to hang out. Yeah. Danielle, I thank you for hanging out with me and, you know, for at the last second, and literally the last second, you agreed to jump in here with me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my honor, my pleasure. And now we are going to pray. Unless you have any final thoughts, listen to me. I think I'm Jerry Springer. Lord help me.
I would say, like I always say at the end of my program, get that good relationship going with yourself. Start loving yourself if you don't already, because within you is where spirit lies. And continue to love and respect one another. And continue to be safe out here, because this germ is still not going, it's still affecting people. And with that, I'm saying thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, if you guys, one more time, if you guys go to the phone with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the food, the sustenance that you provided for me over these last couple hours. The words, it proved to us that you are there in the midst, Father God. We thank you. Now, as we leave this platform, Lord, I pray that you would hold up every person that called into this platform, those who wished that they could and could not, and the families that they represent, Father God. I ask that you would hold up those that you would put your hedge of protection around them, and that you would just spread yourself throughout the world, that we may know that you're here, Lord. That the naysayers know that you know, that they know that you're here. Send forth your army, Lord, to do your will. We thank you for allowing us here this evening, and with that, Lord, we love you. We praise your holy name. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Amen.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise.
It's who I got.
Every word of worship,
with one accord,
every praise,
is to our God. Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah.
To our God,
glory, hallelujah,
is
to our God. Come on, say every praise,
is
to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
It's to our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Every praise
is to our God. Let's take it up one more time.
Every praise.
Come on, everybody.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
With
one accord.
Thank you.